So, as it relates to the raid today, so we really reached a little bit of a milestone. We have another daf and change before we finish the perek. But we've concluded a big and really the primary chelek of the avodah that was done on Yom Kippur. We've gone through all the avodahs that were done every morning in the Beis HaMikdash, from the Tamid Shal Shachar, the Trumas HaDeshen, the Ketores, the Minchas Chavitin, etc., etc. We discussed the special par that the Kohen Gadol brought in Yom Kippur, the special soir that the Kohen Gadol brought in Yom Kippur, the special Ketores that the Kohen Gadol brought in Yom Kippur, and really we're at the precipice of starting Perek Shnei Seiri, which is going to shift the attention of the avodah from the Beis HaMikdash to the Lazazel and the Sar Lashem, etc., etc. So just to take a little bit of a pause and to really recap what we've done, I thought maybe it would be geschmack to go through the avodah of Yom Kippur as we have it in our Yom Kippur Machzorim, so that we can have a little bit of a feel. And actually, if we know the sugyas, these piyutim, which sometimes seem very, very obscure, as we read it on Yom Kippur, actually read very, very smoothly. Because it's a very crystal clear chazara and recap of really everything that we've learned over the last couple of weeks. Again, my disclaimer is that we haven't finished, and as a result, we won't be able to finish it. So this is part one. Be'ezus Hashem, when we finish the Avodah, we'll do part two. But at the same time, I thought it was kedai. So just a little bit of an introduction to the Seder Avodah that Yidden say throughout the world on Yom Kippur. So the minig Yisrael to say the avodah on Yom Kippur really has its source in the Gemara. We just saw the Gemara the other day, and it's really two places in Masechtas Yuma: Yuma Daf Lamed Vav Amidays and Yuma Daf Nun Vav Amidays. Ironically, both Gemaras were with the Amora Rava, where the Gemara says Ahu the Nachas Kamei the Rava. There was someone that was davening for the Amid in the presence of Rava, and he was saying the Seder avodah on Yom Kippur. And one Gemara was talking about the nusach that the vidui of the Kohen Gadol used to be. The other Gemara was talking about how many stands there were in the Heichal for the Kohen Gadol to use when he did the Azoyitz with the Dam HaPar and with the Dam HaSoyer. But there were two Gemaras where there was someone that was Noches Kameh de Rava, where someone in the presence of Rava got up and he was going through the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Rashi says, Yuma now nun vav on the days vaya oimer seder yoyma kippurim betfilo kemoisha anu oimer. This baltfilo, this chazen, was doing what we do till today. So this idea of reciting the Avodah on Yom Kippur is something that traces itself back to the times of Rava. Now, just to be clear, Rava lived hundreds of years after Churban Bayis Sheni. So Rava didn't live in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And there was a minig already in those times to recite the Seder HaAvodah on Yom Kippur. Now, Pashup Shat, the source of this minig, might have been a zecher. To remember, once upon a time there was a Beis HaMikdash, and the focal point of the Yom Kippur, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, was the Kohen Gadol doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So it certainly, from a Hergish standpoint, seems right for us to remember it and to commemorate it by, although we can't do the Avodah, but at the very least, we could have a connection to it by reciting it. But at the same time, we know that there's a much deeper reason for it. Gemara says in Masechtas Menachos, Daf Kuf Yoram and Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Maidichsiv, Zois Teres Achatos, Vizois Teres Asham, Chalo Isik Beteres Chatos, Kilu Hikrav Chatos, Chalo Isik Beteres Asham, Kilu Hikrav Asham. There's another Gemara in Masechtas Tainis, Daf Chav Zayin Amadeis, by the Brisbane Absarim, so Avram Avinu told Abish that you're promising me Eretz Yisrael, you're promising me children and Einaklach, but how do I know they're not going to sin and they're going to lose everything? Said Abish, so Avram Avinu told Avram Avinu, go take Egla Mishuleshes, Ve'ez Mishuleshes, meaning there's going to be Karbanas, and the Karbanas are going to be Mechaper. So Amal Afan, Ribbonu Shel Olam, Tenech, Bezman Shem Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Bezman Shem Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Mate Helim, what's going to be when there's no Beis HaMikdash? Amal Ahi told him, Kvar Tikanti Lahem Seder Karbanos. I gave them the Seder of Karbanos. Bezman Shem Koyrim Behem Lefanai. As long as they read the parish of the Karbanos, Mala ani aleim ki ilu hikrivum lefanai, vani moichol lehem al kol avoinos seim. So that there's an idea if somebody learns the sugyas of Kachem, Menachos Kofiud, there's an idea if somebody reads the parish of the Karbanos, Tainus Dav Chav Zayin, that it's literally as if you brought a carbon. See, Yom Kippur, which is the day of Slicha Mechila. It's the day of Kapara. And the Ikka Kapara that the Yid got throughout history was through Karbonos. So it makes a lot of sense. It's very befitting for Yidden to be saying Davoid on Yom Kippur. Because by saying Davoid on Yom Kippur, not only are you remembering what once happened and getting all nostalgic with Gaguim, but it's real. Because there's an idea, Kemavur B'Chazal, that if somebody reads the parish of Karbonos, and certainly if he knows what he's reading, Malani Aleim, Ke'ilu Krivum Lefanai, and this Mechila and the Slicha, regardless, this is an old minig, and it's something that's rooted in the idea that by reading the Avodah, it's literally as if we're bringing the Avodah. It's interesting. There are two nuschos of Avodah that we have in our Messiah. One is attributed to Nusach Svard, and the other one is attributed to Nusach Ashkenaz. But really, from a more academic standpoint, one is the piyut of Atokainanto, and the other one is the piyut of Amitz Koyach. So Nusach Svard, for the most part, says Atokainanto. Those are the opening words of that Nusach Avodah, and Nusach Ashkenaz says Amitz Koyach. Now, both of these nuschos go back a very, very long time. In fact, Atokainanto is attributed to Yossi ben Yossi, who I believe lived in the 4th or 5th century. So he was one of the Amirah, perhaps around the times of Rava. But you're talking about Yossi ben Yossi, who literally lived in the times of the Amirah. That's the makar to the Nusach Sfard, Nusach of Neseder HaAvodah. As it relates to Amitz Koyach, so that was written, that was composed in the 10th century by one of the Ga'onim, who was known as Rav Meshulam ben Rav Kleinimus. But either way, one seems to be about 500 years older than the other, but they're both very, very old, and they both have Shrashim in literally hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of years, of Tfilos and Bakoshes that Yidden have said over the years. So as it relates to what we're going to do, we had a pick between Svard and Ashkenaz. Svard won the Geirel. So we're going to go with Nusach Svard, and just to go through a little bit of Atokainanto. Now it's interesting, if you go through the two, they're not the same. In fact, there's some significant differences, but they clearly don't read the same. And really the main reason we're going to go through Atokainanto is because Atokainanto, it just reads a lot more geschmir. It's a lot simpler. So Amitz Koyach, the Nusach Ashkenaz, is a little bit more falamdavit, it's a little bit more difficult, it's written a little bit more poetically. The Atokainanto is written in very clear Lashon Kodesh, so I think for our purposes it makes more sense to go through Atokainanto. Now one thing is interesting, that both Amitz Koyach and Atokainanto start with a little bit of an akdama. It's like a little preface. So before you actually get into the actual Avodah, the opening paragraph, it's just the first piyut, the opening paragraph is a little bit of an introduction. So we're not going to go through that introduction word for word, it's just a little bit too long, but the gist of it, and it's interesting because it's the same, it's identical for Amitz Koyach and Atokainanto, is it begins with the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Atokainanto Oyvo Meirosh. You, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you established the world Meirosh. Bereshis Bar Elokimis HaShemayim Vesaretz. Yosadeto Tevel. You created the world. Vakol Pa'alto. You made everything. Ubriyos Pa'yotzarto. And you created all the Briyos. Beshurcha Oilam Tayo Vavayu. You were looking at the world. You saw it was Tayo Vavayu. Vechoshech Al Pnei Sahayim. And Geirashto Oifel. You got rid of the darkness. Vitzavta Noiga. And you brought light. Regardless. Line after line, stanza after stanza of the Paitan, Yossi ben Yossi, who describes that after Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created Adam. And Adam Rishon was told that you can eat from any tree that you want, but from the Eitz Hadas, that you're not allowed to eat. And then Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas. And Hashem wasn't happy with the fact that Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas. But at the same time, as Yossi ben Yossi writes in Atokainanto, Kadosh Baruch Hu chose to look away. And from Adam Rishon came an entire world. And then that world sinned by the Dair HaMabel. But there was one person, Noach, and through Noach, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved, the world was able to make a comeback. But then the world sinned again in the times of the Dair HaFlaga. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Avram, and then Yitzchak, and then Yaakov. And through Yaakov, who had 12 sons, Hashem chose Levi. From Levi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Amram. From Amram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Aharon. That through Aharon, there would be Kohanim, whose job it would be to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, to attain Kapara on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So it's an interesting segue. The segue is that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, and from the beginning of Bria Sa'olam, mankind stumbled, kept on falling. Adam Arishan, literally the day he was created, ate from the Eitz Hadas. And then when the world finally came to place, you had the Dar Enosh, then you had the Dar Amabel, and then you had the Dar Aflogo, and it was Havera after Havera after Havera, and it was Churban after Churban after Churban, but the Eishtah wanted a world. And Hashem realized that this world was going to inevitably involve Averos, which meant that there had to be a mechanism for Kapara. Because if there's no way to get Kapara, atonement for the Avera that you do, then we're all wasting our time. Because so therefore, the Eibishter put into the Bria something called Yom Kippur. And the Eibishter created a Shevet Levi from where this Kayhanim that would do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Because it's only with the existence of Yom Kippur that there could be a Jewish people. So it's a fascinating introduction to the Avodah. The Avodah is part and parcel of the Bria. Ato Kainanto Oyla Meirosh. In that piyut, you have Yom Kippur. And we have the literal equivalent to that in Nusach Ashkenaz and Amitz Koyach. It's the same exact thing. And the importance of Yom Kippur is the world can't exist without Yom Kippur. People have to have the ability to fall, but at the same time dust themselves off and pick themselves up. They need to have Kapara, because without Kapara, there's no Bria. And that's why in the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shtal davek day of Yom Kippur, because he understood that it was inevitable that Yidden were going to fall regardless. So picking it up, towards the end of Ata Kenanta, and we're going to go through the Avodah. So the Pasuk says, Samta Alevi Liv Yaschem Vachesed. So we're up to where HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Yaakov had 12 sons, the 12 Shvatim, and from the 12 Shvatim, Levi was chosen. So Levi was given Liv Yaschem Vachesed. We call Echav Kesel Lo Yitarto. And he received the crown. This is the Kesek Huna. Amram Nifcha Mizara Levi. Amram was chosen from the family of Levi. Aharon Kedosh Hashem Lishar Rescho Kidashto. And Aaron, who was the son of Amram, usually when you think of Ben Amram, you think of Moshe Rabbeinu, but Aaron was also Ben Amram, he was chosen, through him there would be Koyana. Peyarte be Big Day Srod. And you gave Aaron Big Day Srod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ube Karbonos of Hefer Kasch, and through his Karbonos, the Karbonos of the Koyanim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kasch is relieved. Sitz Umeil, Choychen Ve'efoy, Ksoines Umichnes Ebad, Mitznefes Ve'abne. These are the Shmoyne Begadim that the Kohen Gadol wore. Karbonos, Parim, Va'oilois Kvasim, Ushchitas Seirim, V'nichoy Chayelim. These are all the different Karbonos that the Kohen Gadol brought. Reach Ketoris, Reikach Merkachas. Ketores, ubir gecholim, the burning of the coals, usrikas dam, and the zrika of the dam, usfiras yosha, and the counting of the zrikas. This is referring to the achas lamala v'sheva lamato, the kachoyomoyne, like the Briskerov said. There was a din minyan that he actually had accounted. Shuas ketores, utfilas emes, the prayer of the ketores. Shuas means tfila. The prayer of the Ketores, because right after the Kohen Gadol brought the Ketores, used to say a tefillah. Ukdushasay mechaperas avoyno yisenu. That gives us kapara. Toichen butz va'arichas even the big day butz, which was the big day lavan. Va'arichas even, those are the begadim that had stones on them. That was the big day zav. Mechugar bechulam kemalach michosh mishares. Were worn by Aharon the Kohen Gadol, and by him wearing that, he was like the malach Michael Mesharis. Just one ha'ara before we start. Kimalach Michael Mesharis. So the Python refers to the Kohen Gadol as the Malach Michael. Why would he refer to as the Malach Michael? So the reason he was referred to as a Malach, Lechura, is based on the Medrash. The Medrash says, V'chol Adam La'yiyah Ba'ayol Moed. Nobody was allowed to be in the Ayol Moed on Yom Kippur. Fake the Medrash. The Kohen Gadol Ad Adamu. The Kohen Gadol himself was an Adam. How was he allowed to go in? So the Medrash says, B'shosh Hayu Ruach HaKodesh Shariyolah. When Ruach HaKodesh resided on top of the Kohen Gadol, Hayu Pana Bayrez Kelapidem Olav. So his face would like Lapidem. Hadohu Dechsev, that's Pshan in the Pasuk. Ki Sifsei Kohen Yishmeru Das. Because the Kohen Gadol was like a Malach. And because he was like a Malach, he was allowed to be in the Kohen Gadol. Even a Malach wasn't allowed to be in the Kohen Gadol. So we spoke out earlier in the Masechta from Rav Tzadik, he was even more than a Malach. But the point is, he's referred to like the Malach Michael. Why is he referred to like a Malach? That's his license that he has to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He couldn't have entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim if he wasn't like a Malach. But why the Malach Michael? Why not the Malach Gavriel? Why not the Malach Rifael? Why the Malach Michal? So Lachur, that's also based on a Gemara. Gemara Masechtas Menachos, Daf Kuf Yoram and Aleph, where the Gemara says, Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav, Mizbeach Bonoi, Umichol Sar HaGadol, Oymed Umakrav Olav Karben. There's a Mizbeach in Shemayim, and Michal is the Kohen Gadol, and he brings karbonos on that Mizbech. In fact, the Rambam Pano says in his Asara Mamoros that at the time that Avraham Avinu brought Yitzchak on the Akedah, so this is above our pay grade, but at the same exact time that Avraham Avinu brought Yitzchak on the Akedah, Michal Kohen Gadol Shalmaila, Oktol Gavriel. Michal, who's the Kohen Gadol Shalmaila, that's the Lashon of the Rambam Pano, was Oktol Gavriel. He was bringing Gavriel on the Akedah. Bottom line is that Michal is the Kohen Gadol in Shemayim. So the Kohen Gadol, who was like a Malach on Yom Kippur, when he entered the Kodesh HaKadosh, but that's his right to enter the Kodesh HaKadosh, he wasn't just like a Malach, he's like the Malach Michal. So he's Ken Malach Michal Misharis. Why are we picking Malach Michal? Because the Malach Michal is the Kohen Gadol Lamaila. So if he's the Kohen Gadol Lamaila, it makes sense that the Kohen Gadol Lamata would be compared to the Malach Michal. So continuing along, Tikanta Kol Eilu L'Chvoy D'Aharon. Everything that was instituted was done for the honor of Aharon. Kli Kapara L'Yisrael. Samtoy. Interesting lashon. Aharon was given to the Yidden as a kli kapara, like the mizbeach is a keli of kapara. Aharon is a keli of kapara. Val yodei slichas ha'avan nasata, and through him we have slicha. Tachas Aharon migizo yamoit, and it wasn't just Aharon, but it was Aharon's descendants. L'sharis l'fanecha b'yema slicha. Aharon's children would always serve as kohanim gedolim. We mentioned Evan Ezra not long ago that says that all the kohanim gedolim came from Pinchas. All the Kehanim Gedolim came from Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon. But of course, it came from Aharon. Toiras Maisa va'avoidas hayoyim shivas yomim bezvuleinu yomim. So now we're getting into the avoid. For 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would study the laws of Yom Kippur. That's the first Mishnah. Shivas yomim koydim yoyim akipurim mafrishin Kohen Gadol mibeisa lishkas parhejin umazin olav shlishi v'shvi. And during those 7 days, the third day and the seventh day, they would spritz on him from the Efer of the Par Aduma, because we're afraid that he may be Tomei Tomas Meis. So like this, by sprinkling him shlishi v'shvi, in the event of, like this we took care of, but we had to take care of. During the 7 days, he was constantly surrounded by the Ziknei Am and by the Kohanim. He always had an entourage of people around him. Until the 10th day of Tishrei came, until Yom Kippur came. Erev Yom Kippurim Shachris, Erev Yom Kippur Shachris, Mashbi Yenoisoi, they would make him swear. The Misha Shikin Shmoy Babayas Hazeh, in the name of the Beis HaMikdash, Shlo Yeshana Mikol Masha Amrulai, that he's not going to alter from anything that was told to him, Shema Yesh Beliba Yitzad Minos. Because we're concerned that maybe he was from the Tzedukim. We learned from the Gemara that the Tzedukim used to bring the Ketores differently than the way the Prushim used to bring the Ketores. So there was always a concern that maybe the Kohen Gadol was a Tzduki. The Tzedukim had an inn in the Beis HaMikdash. They had penetrated the Beis HaMikdash very, very much, and often they would buy the Kohen Gadol. So just to be 100% sure that he was okay, they would make him swear. He would go away and he would cry al shechashtu, because they were choshen him. They ain't parshim ubeichim, and they would cry shechashtu misha ma'isav stumim, because they were choshen him. Shem ein b'libe klum, because maybe he's okay. So 7 days before Yom Kippur, that was the first 2 weeks of the Masechta Hayomav Frishin Kohen Gadol Mibeisa Lelishkas Parhechin. What did they do? So in the Gemara, there was a lot of things that we saw, but in the Slichas and at the Kinanta, we mentioned very simple. Toiras Masa ve'avoidas hayoyim shivas yomim bezvuleinu yomoid. The primary purpose of all this was for him to learn the halachas and to make sure he doesn't come in contact with a mesa, that on the third day and the seventh day, we could sprinkle with him from the Efer of the Par Aduma. And then on Erev Yom Kippur, they used to make him swear. Swear that he's going to do the avoida like a upgehit in a yid, and he's not going to do the avoida like a tzduki. And after they made him swear, everybody cried. So he cried because he's being choshed me, then I'm a tzduki. And they cried because they felt, yeah, we're being choshed him. We don't know who he is. Maybe he's fine. Maybe he's innocent. Why should we make him swear? One thing, incidentally, that I heard is the halacha is that when somebody swears a shvur deiraisa, there has to be nakitas chefetz. Now you have to be holding on to a chefetz shal mitzvah when you swear. It's halacha. Shvur deiraisa, real shvur, needs nakitas chefetz. Simno yotcha tachas yirechi. Why? Because it's an idea. Nikitas Chefetz. There, Tachas Yirechi, the Milo was the Nikitas Chefetz. But there has to be a Nikitas Chefetz. So I heard someone ask the Kasha, where was the Nikitas Chefetz in the Beis HaMikdash? So the teretz that he said was, I don't remember who asked the Kasha, who said the teretz, but the teretz was beautiful. The teretz was, what's the idea of Nikitas Chefetz? Because you want to have an ema and a yira. You want to instill a certain fear, a certain sincerity in the shvua. You're not just making a frivolous shvua. You're holding on to a dvar mitzvah and now make a shvua. The shvua was done in the Beis HaMikdash. Mi sheshiken shmoy babayis hazeh. You're literally in the Makom HaMikdash. Ein lecha nechkitas chefetz gedoyla mizu. It wasn't necessary to have a nechkitas chefetz. Either way, it's after the Shavuot. They were told him, Re'ei, I want you to pay attention. Lefnei miyat nechnas. Who you're about to, where you're about to go. Who you're about to see. L'makom eish. You're going to a place of fire. Laheves, place of flames. Shalheves, flaming fire. Kahal adosinu alecha yismoichu. And then they would tell him, no pressure, but everybody's relying on you. And if you execute, we're going to get slicha. And if not, then not. So leading up to Yom Kippur, they would try to be margal him, get him accustomed to doing the avodah as much as possible. Every Yom Kippur Mishachris, every Yom Kippur in the morning, this was a Mishnah. They would put him by the Shar HaMizrach, they would show him animals. He may not even be so familiar with animals. Or, he knows the animals, but like this, when he sees each individual animal, he's going to remember what avodah had to be done. So again, we're just trying to be margal him, quickly get him into the moat. It's like this, he's going to know what he has to do. It's already Yom Kippur now. So, it's time to do the avodah. So what was the first Avodah that was done in Yom Kippur? The first sugya that we learned when we started with the Avodah was Trumas Hadeshen. Interestingly, the Paitan, Yosef ben Yosi, skipped over Trumas Hadeshen. Tzorach Talmud. But he skips over Trumas Hadeshen and he goes right to the Tomid Shal Shachar. So the first set of Avodahs that were done were Avodahs that were done every day in the Beis HaMikdash. Those Avodahs were done not with the special big day love, and they were done with the big days off. So first place on the Shabbat. So the first thing the Kohen Gadol is going to have to do is he's going to have to go to the mikvah. So the mikvah was on a rooftop, so they had to make it snius. So they laid out a sheet. When it came time to shach the carbon tamid, it's like this would serve as a separation between him and everybody else. So the Kohen Gadol was about to now do his tefillah, and he was ready to do it. And he started checking himself to make sure he had no chatzitza on him. Sasal mitzvah. And he was very happy to do the mitzvah. It was besimcha, v'kayim dasa. He was mamish besimcha. So it's interesting. He goes from being oisem mitzvah be'ema v'yira to now sasal mitzvah. This dichotomy. On the one hand, it's Yom Kippur, but then again, he has the opportunity to serve Hashem like no one ever did. So he's besimcha, but he's also be'ema v'yira. Upasha big deichol. He talk of his big deichol. This is the first avodah. He was bringing this big deichol. V'yarad, v'toval, v'Allah, v'nistapok, k'moisha huzar. So he went to the mikvah, he got up, he dried himself, k'moisha huzar, the way he was commanded to do. So we did a whole raid bite on Olav in his stapug. The Mishnah says that he dried himself. The Rambam brings that he dried himself. Yosi ben Yosi and Atikin Anta just said, Finistapik, and he dried himself. So the Mishnah Melech said that drying wasn't just a practical thing. Yeah, you want to dry yourself before you get dressed. He actually had to dry himself. Because had he not dried himself, the water would have been a chatzitza between him and his big day kuna. And it's for that reason that he had to dry himself. A very big chiddush from the Mishnah Melech. It's a chiddush because it's a chiddush. It's also a chiddush because water is a davar lach. And davar lach is not really a chatzitza. Wearing watches with your tefillin. That's how that got into the Daiv of Meisharim. And Rabbi Avadia, who said, Kishenechnasti lefnai velefnim, right? The Mechitzas HaKodesh to meet with the Chabin Rav, that whole raid. But the point is, it comes from the Nestapik. I was thinking, look at the Lashon. Pashat Big Deichoil, Uviyarad, Vitaval, Va'olav the Nestapik, Kemoisha Huzar. It sounds like the Kemoisha Huzar is going back on everything that we just said. It's going back on the Tefillah, and it sounds like it's also going on the Nestapik. It's a hazara. That was the chiddush of the Mishnah Melech. It's not just mentioned because practically that's what happened. The Nestapik is included in the commercial huzar, maybe a ha'ara. So after he went to the mikvah, nasa b'dezav, he put on the big dezav, lavash b'kiddush yadav v'raglav, he put on the clothing, and he was mekadosh yadav v'raglav, mikito in shalzav. That was a Mishnah. And after Nam Gimel on the base, he didn't use the kiyar. On Yom Kippur, he used kita in shel zahav. Why? Mishum kvaydai shel kayin gadol. Everything jumps off the page right now. Miyad mikabel es keves hatamid. So he took the keves v'shoichet by Rav Shnayim. And he did shchita. Shchita is Rav of the two simonim. But umaniach la'achel ligmar shchita. He didn't finish the shchita. Meaning he did what you have to do lahalacha, the halachic shchita, which is Rav of the two simonim he did. But he let somebody finish it off. The reason is because the Kohen Gadol himself had to do all the avodas, which meant he had to do the Kabbalah, and it would have been too difficult to do the whole Shechita and then the Kabbalah. So he did the Shechita to the extent that it's Nogeya, a halachic Shechita, let someone else finish it while the someone else is finishing it. Umekabel asadam, he did the Kabbalah. Vizorke al mizbeach mitzvah, and he went then and he did the zrik. Leflim nehechol, he kanes. Then after he did the zrik, he entered the hechol. Lehetav chamish neiris, he did the hatava of the. He cleaned up the five neiris. He prepared them for that locker later in the night. Ulahakin k'teres habayik, then he brought the k'teres. Ulahetav shnei neiris anisharis, and then he was made of the other two neiris. So he interrupted that hatava of neiris. He did five. Then he did an avoida, then he did another two. So according to Yossi ben Yossi, which avoida was used to interrupt? It was the Ketores. Truth is, it was a machloikis. Abishol and the Chachamim. The Chachamim said he interrupted it with the Ketores. Abishol said he interrupted it with the Zrika of the Tamid Shal Shachar. Abaya have a Masader, Marocha, Bishmei de Gemara v'alibad Abishol. But we don't paskin like Abishol. Even though Abaya did, we don't. And Yossi ben Yossi didn't. And therefore he said he was made to five Neiris. And then he interrupted that Tavas HaNeiris, not with the Zrika of the Talmud Shal Shachar, but rather with the Ketores. Then he did the other two Neiris. And he went out. And then he was makir the head of the Talmud and the Evarim of the Talmud. Umakir Minchas HaTalmud Kibishpata. And he brought the Minchas Nesachim. Kechol Yoyim Yasim Minchas HaSoyim Minchas Chavitim. Like he did every single day. He now had to bring a Mincha. And he had to bring the minchas chavitin. V'yenas minchas hayayin, then he had to pour the wine. B'chol klei shir, with the whole instrument. V'achad tamid, after the tamid, makir para oilo. Then he brought the para oilo. We didn't learn about this yet. V'shivas ha'kvasim shol musif ha'yoyimu minchasim in the skein kimesh batim. He brought the carbon musif. Now, if it's Shabbos, so you have to add. U'b'yayim ha'shabbos makir v'tkoidim. So what are we going to add for Shabbos? So number one, there's the Musaf of Shabbos. But there's another thing we would have to add for Shabbos. We're holding a kachem now. The other thing you have to add is the Lechem Aponim. Lechem Aponim was always done on Shabbos. So listen to the note, two lines. U'b'yayim ha'shabbos makriv koidem Musaf ha'yoyim kvasim shal Musaf Shabbos u'minchasim v'oyrech Lechem Aponim u'makter abazichim dimishpatim gevaldik. Those are the two things that change on Shabbos. You have the Musaf on Shabbos. Every Shabbos had a Musaf. And you have to bring the Lechem Aponim. Yovim yad beis ha'parva. So now he went back to the beis ha'parva. U'b'kodesh ha'yoyim. So this one was a kodesh. So there were five tefillos that the Kohen Gadol would do on Yom Kippur. The first one was Bachal. The next four were all by Kodesh. So now he went to the base of Parva, which was by Kodesh. Uparsulay Sadin Shabbats. He's on the roof again of by Kodesh, which was a problem because Gaganloy Neskachu. So we had a lot of raid on this. So if Gaganloy Neskachu, the roofs are not Kodesh, then it wasn't by Kodesh because it was on the roof. So we had different Shatim in this. But the point is that again it was outside. Because it was outside, we needed a Mechitza. So Uparsulay Sadin Shabbats, Beinoyla Beino Amkibarishan. Just like with the first time, which was on a roof, they had to spread out this mechitza. Second time, they also had to spread out a mechitza. Tell me, if she big days off, before he took off the big days off, mekadesh benekios yada viraglo mekitin shazov. So before he took his clothing off, he was mekadesh yada viraglo, again, not from the kiyar, but from the kitin shazov. Chalu pasha big days off. Then he took off the big days off. The yar of a tava kamosha huzar, and he toiveled, the olive in a stopig, and then he dried himself. Here it says kamosha huzar before olive in a stopig, not like the dig we made earlier, which is in and of itself a dick. But the Python over here mentions the two times that he was Mekadesh Yadav Aragla. Both times from the Kita in Shalzah. But notice, the first time he was Mekadesh Yadav Aragla was Terem Yivshoi Big Day Zav. See, switching from the Big Day Zav to the Big Day Lover. Before he took off the Big Day Zav, he was Mekadesh Yadav Aragla. Then he went to the mikvah, he put on the Big Day Lavan, and then again, he was Mekadesh Yadav Aragla. But the first one was Terem Yivshet Big Day Zav. That was really a major sugya. Machloik is Rameir and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that both Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim happened when the Kohen Gadol was wearing clothing. The first one happened before he took off the old clothing, and the second one happened after he put on the new clothing. Rameir argued, Rameir said that he was Mekadesh Yadav Araglov when he was undressed, which we said, for tznius reasons, you have to be able to figure out. But Terem Yivshay, Big Day Zav, that's when he did it. Zahavim Mavir Levanim Loivish. So he took off his Big Day Zav and he put on his Big Day Lavan. Shavuidah Sayyam Big Day Lavan. Because Tavuidah was done with Big Day Lavan, right? We know that. Umir Bekidesh Yadav Araglov. Then he went fast. And it was Mekadesh Yadav Araglov. Uboloi Tchila Itzal Pari. So what's the first thing that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur? First, Yom Kippur Dig Avodah. So he already did the Trumas Hadashah, which wasn't mentioned mysteriously. We spoke about the Talmud Shal Shachar, the Minchas Chavitin, the Ketores, the Tavas HaNeiris, first the five, then the two. So we've discussed all that. Now, he ready was Toivol, since Tzveitin Mol, he was Mekadesh Yadav Aragla twice. He's wearing his Big Day Lavan. He's about to start doing the Yom Kippur Dig Avodah. What's the first thing he does? He goes to his par. Upari ha'yo'ayne batzafen. The par was standing in the north. Keneged bein ulam mizbech. Between ulam and mizbech. Reisha ledarim panav l'mayrev. The head was facing darim. The face was facing mayrev. It was turned to the side. Akoyin ayme b'mizrach upanav l'mayrev. The kohen was standing in mizrach. His face was mayrev. Ha'yo'ayne be'em lefnei kelayin. And he was standing with fear in front of the Eibishter. For oimer olav divrei vidoy. And he's the first thing he didn't shechti yet. First he said vidur, right? He would say vidur twice, as we'll see. And he leaned both his hands on it, and he said vidur as follows. So the first vidui was for the Kohen Gadol and his immediate family. And he was Basi is Ishti. It was him and his family. This was the vidui. So the Kohen Gadol said the vidui. Now, when he said vidui, he mentioned Hashem's name three times. On Hashem, that's the first time. On Vashem, that was the second time. And then he ended with a pasuk. Lefnei Hashem is the third time. So three times he mentioned the Shem Hashem. The Gemara says that when the Kohen Gadol mentioned the Shem Hashem, he mentioned the Shem HaMefarish. Not the way we say it, but he actually mentioned the Shem HaMefarish. Machloikis, Rav Haigoyin, and the Rosh, whether it was the Shem Ben Membez Oisius, or whether when he mentioned the Shem Hashem, he was simply saying Havaya, but meaning Kederech Ksivasai. But he mentioned the Shem Hashem three times. With the Kehanim and the Om, who was standing in the Azorah, when they heard the Shem of Hashem, which was Nichbad and Noira, Mefirosh, explicit, meaning they heard Mamish the Shem Hashem, Yoitze mi Pikoin Godo Victusha Vetairo, Hayukoirim u Mishtachave, the Neufel and Alpaneim, the Oimrim, they were Kareo Mishtachave, and they fell on their faces and they said, Baruch Shem, Kevoid Malchusoi Loivanva. Now the Kohen Gadol would end up saying the Shem Hashem and Yom Kippur 10 times. He said Vidui three times, as we're going to see. Every time he said Vidui, he mentioned Hashem's name three times, like we just said. And the 10th time was by the Goyro, when he said Lashem Chatos, right? One Goyro went Lashem, the other one went La'azazel. When he said Lashem Chatos again, he would say the Shem Hashem. So there were 10 times that he was masking the Shem Hashem. And all 10 times, he said the Shem HaMefarish. The truth is that the Kohanim, every day in the Beis HaMikdash, when they were Duchen, they would also say the Shem Hashem. And they would say it also kichsivasa, but you don't find anywhere that when they said the Shem Hashem, that vakoyhanim vaham oim the mazara kshayishayim as Hashem anich bevanoyer mefayrish yoytzim bepikayin gadol hayukar mishtachu neiflam benem vaimer baruch Hashem kavod malchusoy loyimavak. So we mentioned this is the Tosfos Yontif's kasha in the Mishnah on Daf Samech Vav Amud Aleph, and we spoke at two terutzim. Why was it that this dramatic reaction only happened on Yom Kippur, but it didn't happen the whole year during Birchas Kehanim? One teretz falls according to Rav Haigoyin, it's 42 oisis, a different Shem. It's the Shem Ben Ben Mez Oisis. This requires that kind of response. As opposed to just mentioning the Shem Hashem, even Kichsiv Asoy, you don't need this type of reaction. But we mentioned another teretz from Rav Yaakov Emden, who said, B'Shem de Mekubalim, U'Bereshem Darizal, that says that the Lashon of the Mishnah is, Kohen Gadol never said the Shem Hashem, but rather the Shem Hashem was Yoitzei Mipi Kohen Gadol. It emerged, it just shot forth from the Kohen Gadol. It was Shechina Medaberes B'Toch Groinoi. The Kohanim in the Amo Im the Bazara, what they heard was, they heard the Shechina talking. And because they heard the Shechina talking, that's why they needed this reaction. And they said, Baruch Shem Kvayim Machusa L'Yoyim Avad. One other diak. The Gemara said in Yuma Lama Tessam in Beis that when the Kohen Gadol used to say the Shema Mefarish, you were able to hear it all the way to Yericho. But in Yericho, they didn't have this reaction. They're the ones that had this reaction. So the Kohen Gadol, who said the Shem Hashem, so as soon as he mentioned the Shem Hashem, everyone screamed, Baruch Shem, Kevod Malchusay L'Yoyim Avod. So he would try to be mechavin that when he finished saying the Shem Hashem, it would coincide with when everybody finished saying their Baruch Shem, Kevod Malchusay. So when everyone said, L'Yoyim Avod, that's when he finished saying the Shem Hashem. And then he would turn to them and he would say, Titaru, you will be cleansed. And then he turned to the Eibishter and said, B'tufcho, Ma'oyru rachamecho, give us rachamim, v'soyleach le'ish chasidecho. Darach uvalei l'shar niknar. So he just finished doing the first vidur in the Paran Yom Kippur. Then he went to Shar Niknar. Fulu mizruch Azara, it was to the east of the Azara. The Tzfoyin HaMizbech, Tzafim part of the Mizbech was Kan Miyamino, this Kan was walking to his right, Barosh Besav Mismoiloi, and the Roish of whoever the Besav was that day, he was his left. Vasham Shneisim, there were two goats. Pneim Lamayr, Vacharim Lamizrach there. They were facing Mayriv, their backs were to Mizrach, Echel Yimin Vacharim, one was to his right, one was to his left. Taref Bekalpi, we're up to the fourth paragraph already. So he brought a Kalpi, he brought this basket. Mehelo, Shnei Goyrolis, and he took out two Goyrolis. Goyrol Yamin, they were hoping that the right one would be Lashem. So we speak optimistically. When the right one ended up being Shalshem, he put it on the goat for Omer and he said Lashem Chatos. Now, as soon as he said Lashem Chatos, what did everybody do? It's the second time that everybody bowed. It's the second time they heard the Shem Hashem. Incidentally, there's a little bit of a Shiloh. Each one of the viduyim involved three mentions of Hashem's name. Does that mean three times everybody was mishtachava, or was it one hishtachava for the three? Something to think about. Besir azazel. We have the Lashem, and now we have the lazazel. Okay, besir azazel, lashin shel zahiris. He took a lashin shel zahiris. He took this right to food him. Mishkol shtei slam, away to slam. Ben karnav yekshan. He tied it between the two horns of the azazel. V'yamideu b'shar ha-mizrach k'neged b'shiluchay. And he put it in the shar ha-mizrach, the place where it was going to be sent out from. Af besar shul shel shem yekshan lashin shel zahiris. That was the Gemara. The shar shel shem also had this k'neged b'shchitase. But the Lashin Shel Zahiris wasn't tied between its horns. It was tied by its chest. And then he went a second time to his par. And he said Vidui again. And when he said Vidui, why does it have to say Vidui again? No, it's a different Vidui. The first Vidui was for him and his immediate family. The second Vidui was for all the Kohanim. It was Vidui Echad HaKohanim for Samach Sheyad of all of his Vada. V'kach Hoya Omer. Ona Hashem Chatasi Vizi Peshat Lufnach Aniu Vesi. Ufnei Yaharam Ketei Shecha. Ona Bashem. Kapen Olachatom Alavayim Svabshom. Shechatasi Vishavit Shepat Lufnach Aniu Vesi. Ubnei Yaharin Am Ketei Shecha. That's the punchline. It had to be Ubnei Yaharin Am Ketei Shecha. So what just happened? The Kohen Gadol said Vidui. He said Vidui. He mentioned the Shem Hashem not once, three times. Whether it's the 42 Oisiyas or whether it's Yoytze. But regardless, if he mentioned the Shem Hashem, so what goes next? Baruch Shem Kevoy Malchus Eloi Lavan. And again, the same exact thing. Va'af hu hayu mischavim kedeged ha-mevorch. V'lik mares Hashem. Va'oim alehem titaru. He would turn to everybody and would say, you will be cleansed. And then he turned to the Eivishnu and said, Va'ata betuvcha agadol. Ma'ir rachamecha. Slightly different nusach. V'soyleach l'shevet mishar secha. Because now he's asking slicha for all the kayanim. So he would say, v'soyleach L'shevet mishar secha. So he just finished doing vidui for the second time. That's the last vidui he's going to do on the par. One more vidui, that's going to be already on the sara mishtaleach. But he finished doing vidui on the par. Now it's time to shach the par. Acha vidui shakad ba'otzmo. Laso ischatose v'chatasa'on. So shakad ba'otzmo means he gave himself a lot of strength and he went to shach his chatos and the chatasa'on. Also known as the par and the sire. His chatos was the par kohen gadol. And the chatas ha'am, that was the sar lashem. Badak sakin, he had to check the knife. The shachat pori roif shnayim, he shechted it. Umeik achas ha'shchita, somebody finished the shchita. The kibol damai, then he did the kabbalah, but mizrak tar with a kosher and mizrak. Gam l'chaderi yitim yadam aris. Now, you would think he should go do the azah, but he didn't do the azah. He had to interrupt with what? With the k'tayrus. So he was going to interrupt now with the k'tayrus. So gam l'chaderi yitim yad l'moris b'damai k'dei shalo yikrosh. So, being that he was going to do the k'tayrus now, it was going to take a little bit of time until he actually did the hazah. So he took the dam and he gave it to someone to mix it so like this, it wouldn't become stale so that like this, he'd be able to do the hazah with it later. Dam zehinicha b'yad mishem emaris. He gave it to the person that was mixing it. Ba'azara ala roivid arvish min ha'hech v'lachotz. And he stood in the azara four rows away from the hechel. First, the Gemara thought he was actually in the hechel. The Gemara said, no, v'chaladam le'yeh b'yomayit. So it was 4 rows from the hechel. Not a machdash azav, adin kala. And he took a shovel that was made of gold. Usually, the shovel that was used to shovel the coals wasn't made of gold, but Yom Kippur was made of gold. Not just gold. Zav adin, 7 types of golds. This is the red gold. Kalu was light. Chulsha the Kohen Gadol was sensitive to the Kohen Gadol. Machzeke shmeisha kavin and held 3 kavin. The other Ruch had a long handle in case he wanted to put it under his arms to help him carry it. He went to the top of the mizbech and he started mixing the coals, meaning any coal that was partially flamed, he didn't take. V'chosam in aloicha shoyz. He took from the coals that were burning, geshmak, mitzad mayr of amizbech, from the mayr of side of the mizbech. He read the malayin gach le'esh loicha shoyz. Then he walked down the ramp holding these coals. V'nicha aloreve the riyash avazar, and he put it down on the floor. Ha'itzniu le kaf reikon. Then we're up to the fifth parak. They brought him a kaf and a machta. So the kaf was empty, there was nothing in it, and there was a machta that was malayin k'tayris. And this k'tayrus was daka mina daka. Oh yeah, it was daka. But on Yom Kippur, it had to be daka mina. So this is the second machta. The first machta was the machta that Kohen Gadol walked up to Mizbeach to shovel the coals. That is on the floor right now. This was a second machta that came from Lishkas Beis Avtinas. That's where all the k'tayrus things were done. And it was filled with k'tayrus. The chafa mimenu meloi chafna. So now the Kohen Gadol has the k'tayrus for the first time. He's been preparing for this for 7 days. He knows what to do. He does the meloi chafnav. Now, loy mechukas like dushais, it wasn't too much, wasn't too little. Elot tufas was perfect. V'nasal teich hakaf, and he took the k'tayris and he put it into the kaf. V'noitel b'yamina machtas gecholim, he held the gecholim in his right hand. U'besmoy lekaf k'tayris, and he held the k'tayris in his left hand. Even though the k'tayris is more chashiv than the coals, so you would have thought the k'tayris should be in his right hand, but the coals were heavier. Assuming he's a righty, maybe he had to be a righty, so we put the coals in his right hand, and the k'tayris was in his left hand. Zeir is atzmoy, and then he got bezrizos. V'nichnas lekodesh hakadoshim. And now the Kohen Gadol is entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim for the first time. Ad shemagia la'aroin, till he came to the aroin. V'niach ha'machta bin badi, he put the machta down between the badi yar. U'bebay sheni. What about the second base of Mikdash? Maniach ha'levin ha'shasiya. He put it on the Eben Shasiya. Chaf and kolak tarish b'kaf mazla. Then he did a second chafina. So there was chafina done twice. Chayfin v'chayza v'chayfin, the Gemara said. The first one was done from the machta into the kaf. And the second one was done from the kaf. After he did the Malay Chafnav, he piled it, he didn't scatter it, he wasn't puzzled, like the Gemara said, he was tzavar on the coals, letzad mayrev. Mayrev means farther away from him. Umamtin sham, he waited, achin esmalabai eskuliyash, until the whole room was filled with smoke. Tahar leiv, pasav eshav la'achayrev. The one who had a pure heart, referring to the Kohen Gadol, he walked backwards. That's why you walk away from your Rebbe backwards. He walked backwards. Panav lakodesh, facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Vachorev lehechel, but his back to the hechel. Actually, yotham in the parechel, until he left the parechel. Umisvalo behechel tefillah k'tzara. And then he said a small tefillah, samach the parechel. So what was the tefillah? V'kach hoysa tefillosei shel Kohen Gadol. Yirotzen ulfanecha Hashem alikeinu v'kei aviseinu. Shetei tshon azu abo leinu v'akolam chavei zesro v'chol mokum shein. Im shchuna gshuma. If it's supposed to be hot, it should be rainy. V'al yikonis ulfanecha tefillos avri drachem. When people are on the road, they pray that it shouldn't rain. Don't listen to them. Le'inyin ageshem. V'shosho oilam tzorech. If the world needs rain. V'shlo yitztarucha am chavei zesro b'parnosa zel ezev leilam amachir. Yidin shouldn't have to come unto other people for parnosa. Shana shlo yitapal isha pri bitna. It should be a year where women don't miscarry their children. V'shiyitnu atzei asodes tfunosam. With the fruit, then everything should grow properly. Which in Lashon Kodesh means, why in Aramaic? The Maisa, Rav Shila Kutnan, the Nesivas, and then Rav Shila Kutnan in the Sefer Chazliyavis, and all the raid that we spoke about, because you could speak in Aramaic, because even the Malachim, but just one Ha'ara that we didn't speak out when we went through the Gemara. So what was the tefillah? So we have a tefillah over here, which is not exactly the lashon of the Gemara, but it's almost the lashon of the Gemara. But the Yerushalmi, here in the fifth parak of Masechtas Yuma, has a slightly longer version. And it's just beautiful, the way the nusach of the tefillah of the Yerushalmi was. We shouldn't have galus. It should be a year that there's no galus. Talk to Yerushalmi. Listen to what the Kohen Gadol said. But if it was already decreed that nebach, we have to go to galus, we should be goyle l'makim teira. If it was nigzar galus, beseder. But let it be heavy goyle l'makim teira. And then he continued. There should be no chisaron. Loi b'yei mazev, loi b'shana hazois. Ve'im yetzei aleinu chisaron. If it's basheret, it's decree, we have to lose. We're going to have to lose. We have no choice. Something is going to be taken away from us. Yehei chesroineinu b'chesaron shal mitzvahs. Let it be mitzvahs. Says the carbonator. What does this mean? If it's basheret that a person should lose money, it's basheret you're going to have to give money away. You should give it for tztaka. You should give it for gemilus chasadim. If that's what was nigzar, then that's what you should do. You know, the Chafetz Chaim used to say that David HaMelech said, "Ach toiv v'chesed yirdefuni kol yimei chaya." So he said, because David HaMelech understood that his mazel was to be a nirdaf. He realized that. He was running away from the son of Shalom. Shaul wanted to kill him. Everybody was being right of him. At Vashtanin, that his mazel was to be a nirdif, that they were going to be redifus. So he was mispalel, ach toiva chesed, yirdifuni kol yumechayai. If I have to be a nirdif, let the redifus be from toiv and chesed. People should be running after me for chesed and for mitzvahs and for things. If it's bashet redifus, then that should be the redifus. Either way, the Yerushalmi continues, ayin sham, but we have to keep it at tefillah ketzara. Shiatzim and otodam apami misha mesaris bais. So the Kohen Gadol finished bringing the ketairas. So he comes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he went, and he took now the dam. There's somebody sitting, he's been mixing it for the last little while, by the Reifet, he's not moving. So he went, and he took the dam from here. Nichnas amakam shenichnas. He goes back to the same exact place that he brought the Keteris and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Let's play Al Kol Hazoya. And then he started doing the Hazoyas. And every single time he did a Hazoya, first he had to dip his finger into the blood. And he started doing Hazoyas in the presence of the Kapoiris. Now we know what that means. He didn't literally go Lamalo Lamata. Ela Kamatzlev. Achas Lamala means the first Hazoyah was done in an upward motion. Sheva Lamata was done in a downward motion. Kematzlif means they're in succession. One is farthest away, and then each one became a little bit closer. Kematzlif was like the Shliach Bezim that gave Malkus, that he would start high on the person's shoulders and then walk his way down. V'kachal Yamani. But it wasn't enough to do Hazoyahs. There was a mitzvah that the Kohen Gadol had to count while he was doing the Hazoyahs. And this is the way he counted. Achas. That was referring to the Achas Lamala, the first one. And then he would repeat, when he counted all other seven, the first one. Why? Machlokes b'blas Rabbi Yechon in the Gemara. He would say Achas v'Achas, meaning really he's counting now the V'Achas. But he's repeating the Achas because you repeat the Achas Lamala, which each one of the Sheva Lamata. Then he said Achas v'Shtayim, Achas v'Sholosh, Achas v'Arbas, Achas Chomesh, Achas V'Sheva, Achas V'Sheva. That's the eight. Yotzim Kachay Kedoshim, left the Kachay Kedoshim, Finichay Al Kan Azov, Shahi Behechel, and he put the Dam Apar on the Kan Azov that was in the Hechel. Kitzesoy, when he left, they now brought him the Sar Lashem. Shachta, he shechted the Sar Lashem. The Kibal Dami did the Kabbalah with Mizrak Tar. The Fnim Yikonis, he walked right back in. Lahasas Midomi Ben Shnebed Badi Aharon. Kisei the Dam Apar. He did it the same way as the Dam Apar. The Pasuk says, Va'asa. Right, kasher also. He did it the same way he did the dama part. Achas lamala v'sheva lamata. This is the second time we're doing achas lamala v'sheva lamata. So it's the second time we're mentioning it. Achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'sholish, achas v'arba, achas v'chomish, achas v'sheish, achas v'sheva. Yotz v'nichal kan azov sheini v'sheva hebeichol. Then he went, he put the damasar on the second stem. Achloikis, if it was one stand, two stands, he put it on the second stem. Mi evinotel damapar min akan sheni echolov, v'tnoibel etzbayo kol azov. Then he went back to the damapar. Again, he did a tefillah for each azov, v'chizem imenu ala paroiches, kineged ha'orem mibachot, achas l'malo v'shel. This was done on the paroiches. Was it done literally on the Parayches? The Gemara said it was next to the Parayches. Rav Rabbi Yossi said, I was in Rome. I actually saw the Parayches, and there was Dam, and it was Kematzlev, so I know for sure that it was from Yom Kippur. And again, again, now you put that in the Namasar, but also the Domikacha, also the Namapar. And again, same place, same story. So how many times do we mention achas, achas, v'yah? How many times do we go through it? Four times. It's easy. Why? Usually you have no idea. It's possible why it was four times. It was four times he did it. Damapar in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Damasar in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Damapar in the Pareches. Damas, not a trick question. It's elementary. Every time the Kohen Gadol did it, we do it. That's the Neshama Parim's Faseinu. That's what we're doing. We're just saying over what the Avodah was. So we know it was four times. And that's why we say it four times. Now the Kohen Gadol finished doing the 16 in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He finished doing the 16 on the Pareches. We still have 11 to go. But now he has to mix it. Sus, an interesting choice of language. He was so besimcha. Why was he so happy now? But he's so besimcha. The era dama par, the teich dama mizrak. He mixed the dama par with the dama mizrak. Shaboy dama sars. He mixed the two. Then v'nasan amali bereikon. To pshatim the Gemara, what that means? Kadesh is arvu yafa yafa zebaza, because he wanted it to be mixed really really well. Ubama amad ofnimi mizbeach hazav, and he goes to the other side of the mizbeach hazav. Geshmak v'yotza, right? Kneina mizbeach v'menoira u'maschel hazayis midama taruvus. He started doing hazayis with the blood of the taruvus. Al arba karnoisav yiden kisidron. He has to put them on the four corners. Which corner first? Machlekes Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. Let's see how Yosi ben Yosi paskin maschel mikerem mizrachis svoynis. Oh, that's the Mishnah, that's Rabbi Yosei Aglili, not like Rabbi Akiva. Umesayim bekeren deremis mizrachas. V'chayisah ha'gecholim v'efesh ha'mizbech hazav helech velech. Then he goes to the roof of the mizbech and he starts pushing the coals this way and that way, ad shemegala zahavoy, until you had tohar roi shel mizbech. U'ke'etzem ha'shomayim l'tohar. The giluyah the mizbech. You're able to see the roof of the mizbech. U'maz ha'midam ha'tarevis al tarish shel mizbech sheva pa'amim. He finished doing all 43 azayis. Now he leaves the heichal. The shofach as hashirayim. He has to do the shvich hashirayim. Al yisoid marovi shal mizbeach achitzay. After he finishes the shvich hashirayim, tzad he walked. Uvaloi etzal asar mishtalech lazazal. He got to the asar mishtalech. Leizvadei solov ashmas kaholoi. To say vidui, v'samach shtei yadav olav esvada v'kacha yo'omer, and he's going to say vidui again. We didn't get up to this yet, so we're not going to learn this now. But this is the third time that the Kohen Gadol is going to say vidui. He said vidui twice on his part. This is the one time he's going to say it on the Tensar HaMishtalech. Either way, it's a shtick along, but it reads very, very, very smoothly. It's mamish, the Gemaras that we learned. When you're holding in the Inyan, it's so clear. It's literally Shulchan Aruch. Again, we picked Nusach Svayd because it just flows a little more easily. Nusach Ashkenaz, you have to learn with the Rishonim and the Achronim, but that's a little more intense. But Metz Hashem, we'll revisit part two. Maybe we'll go through Nusach Ashkenaz as well, but we will stop here.